Tantor Audio presents Cursed by Ice by Jacqueline Frank. Narrated by Roger Wayne. Prologue. Gareth stumbled and fell for what had to be the thousandth time since this journey had begun. His brothers, each a mighty warrior in his own stead, had been breaking the way of the mountain for hours, more determined than ever to reach their goal. But Gareth, he was frozen through, and a horrible sense of foreboding had settled on him. Finally, he voiced aloud what he had been thinking for the past few hours. "This mission is cursed," he said, falling to his knees in the deep, hard snow, the painful cracking of his skin ripping around his mouth with every spoken word. His breath clouded hard upon the air, and his mustache and beard were laden with icicles. The air was so thin up on that high mountain point that it was a wonder he could breathe at all. Several of his fingers were turning black, and he had already lost some of his toes. All for what? For the promise of a fantastical prize that could easily not even exist. His brothers were convinced it existed. They were convinced it was atop this very mountain. They had only a little farther to go, they said. All Gareth knew was that if they didn't find the font of immortality at the top of this mountain, he was going to die upon it. He was already maimed by this frigid venture, his hands had been ruined, and he would never swing a sword again. And since his sword was how he made his way in the world, he didn't know what he would do. He was a fighter, a man of honor who fought for those who could not fight for themselves. He may not be the golden warrior his brothers Maxim and Jaekoon were, or the great conqueror his eldest brother Dethan was, but he held his own in a fight, and his sword was highly valued. He did not sell it as...